AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Biden administration says a leader of the Islamic State group blew himself up along with members of his family as U.S. Special Forces raided his Syria hideout.
Last night's operation took a major terrorist leader off the battlefield, and it sent a strong message to terrorists around the world. We will come after you and find you.
Abu Ibrahim al-Ashidi al-Qureshi is one of three men killed in the raid, along with four women and six children. U.S. officials are working to determine if any U.S. action resulted in the civilian deaths. The Pentagon says 10 people were evacuated from the building. Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, convicted in 2018 of second-degree murder in the shooting death of black teenager Laquan McDonald, was released from prison after serving less than half of his nearly seven-year sentence. Activist Frank Chapman asked the Justice Department again to open an investigation and try Van Dyke for violating McDonald's civil rights.
We're demanding a full-scale investigation and prosecution. Now, we also made this demand in 2016. So we're asking the Department of Justice to give us a status on it.
The White House accuses Russia of an elaborate plot to stage fabricated attacks and blame them on Ukraine. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
This is information that's available to us. We are making it available to you in order for a couple reasons. One is to attempt to deter the Russians from going ahead with this activity. Two, in the event we're not able to do that, in the event the Russians do go ahead with this, to make it clear as day, to lay bare the fact that this has always been an attempt on the part of the Russian Federation to fabricate a pretext.
This is the latest example of the Biden administration divulging intelligence findings to stop Russian disinformation efforts and foil what it says is Russian President Vladimir Putin's effort to lay the groundwork for military action against Ukraine. This is AP News. An historic loss in the hundreds of billions of dollars for a major tech company drops Wall Street across the board. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
It was another bruising day on Wall Street as stocks were pulled down in the wake of a historic plunge in the stock price of Meta Platforms. The parent company of Facebook saw 26.4% of its value wiped out, erasing more than $230 billion in market value, by far the largest one-day loss in history for a U.S. company. The plunge was triggered by a weak revenue outlook for Meta. Stock prices for other social media companies, including Twitter and Snap, also dropped. The tech-focused NASDAQ took a 3.7% loss, its biggest drop since September 2020. The S&P 500 fell 2.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which doesn't include Meta Platforms, fell 381 points or 1.1% to 35,242. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.